Hello and welcome to Meet My Potential podcast, where we talk to leaders from around the world to inspire and to ignite your potential. This is your host, Deepa Natarajan from France. And today we're going to be speaking with Elodie Luang about transformation in critical times in organizations. Elodie shares her experiences with scaling organizations and creating change within teams exactly during critical times. And her approach is based on empathy, letting go, and creating collective responsibility. And before we jump into this episode, I want to invite you to my masterclass on why we need to rethink the way we lead today. Today, and as I speak to Elodie in this episode, we are a lot into action, a lot into doing, and we need the balance with stillness. And it's not just about balance between, oh, do I need to do less and be more still, but it's about how can I get things done? And at the same time, how can I incorporate that level of stillness? Because in critical times, in crisis, the stress just increases. And at the same time, how do I get to have that sense of wellness in my head? And so I've created a methodology that'll help you gain this balance and rethink the way and redefine the way you lead. So head over to meetmypotential.com/masterclass to watch the free video. All right, let's get started with Elodie Luang, who has about 25 years of experience in the retail industry, including serving as an operational partner for the European Fashion History and the famous Jean-Paul Gaultier. I hope you enjoyed this conversation with Elodie. Hello and welcome to the show, Elodie. How are you doing this morning?
Very good, Deepa. Thank you.
It is such a pleasure to have you here. You have a vast experience of having worked in the retail industry in high fashion. You worked as the ex-CEO of Jean-Paul Gaultier and so many other companies. Tell us a little bit about all your adventures.
Well, the pleasure is mine, Deepa. I have managed retail companies for 10 years now, and I've chosen to work as an independent interim executive. And for those listening who don't know what this is all about, I joined a company for a few months, very often as a managing director, and my job is to fix critical issues and scale up the project or the company.
Don't we all have critical issues? Do we all need to scale up? And this is something that's kind of become constant. So when do you know that it's really critical and that you need to step in?
That's a good question, because very often I'm called in, I think, a bit late. I would love to come in earlier and be sure to turn around the company before critical issues become critical. But what I found is that underneath the tired KPIs, the productivity that is not well, very often there are deeper issues involving internal dynamics and human-related factors.
So true. I have worked in many transformation projects, and every time I wish that they would call me earlier. And the reason I would wish that is because you waste so much time and money otherwise.
Very true.
And the level of frustration just grows up. But the thing is, why is it that we need to wait for something to go terribly wrong to understand that we need a different perspective, that we need a different mind of thinking, and that we need to pay attention to the human dynamics of what's happening in the organization?
Well, I guess that's human, you know. We need to feel the pain before we stepped into it. There's no wrong time to do it. It's just a bit harder when we come in later. Interestingly, I don't mind. I say the nature of my job is really to come in when I'm needed, and means it's the right time to do it.
Right, right. It's never too late, right?
No, absolutely.
So, you know, you come in at critical times. Critical times are times when there is high pressure. In my definition, you'll tell me what are critical times for you. What does that mean? But it's usually when the pressure is high, when the stakes are high, when the emotions are running high, when finance becomes a very key aspect. What has been your definition of a critical time?
Well, a critical time is really generally systemic. It's when the people, as you say, become upset and deranged by a situation, and it becomes a major issue for performance. And generally, interestingly, in the 10 assignments I've done, most of them started from critical issues at the management level. You know, when it doesn't work well at management level, when it's not fluid, when something is wrong, it scales down onto the dynamics of the company and things start going wrong.
Absolutely, absolutely. If two departments are not collaborating, it's very often because the two leaders out there are not collaborating. I've often noticed that.
Absolutely. And I've worked in company where leaders were two. Sometimes they were not getting along, which was absolutely critical. Sometimes they were getting along, but they had different perspective. And sometimes the leaders were not properly managers, and the teams would not challenge them enough. Many different issues, but at the end of it, looking at the organization, it always will often start from the top.
That's a very important point that you mentioned. When two leaders are managing and they don't get along, how hard does it get for both of them? And two people have two different perspectives. You've also worked as a mediator. You do work as a mediator. And how do you mediate such a discrepancy?